Judy. Malka.
Hey,
Malka.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, come on.
Oh, how are you doing yet?
Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine. Yes, and come on.
Okay. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Good morning.
Okay, I'm going to mute.
Okay. Today's class is for the fifth day of Nisan, which is connecting to the month of Av. You can find the handout on the unique astrological times link underneath the two pictures on the right of every Yeshem webpage. When that link opens up, scroll down to Rosh Chodesh Nisan. The link above that is for the first days of Nisan. When that page opens up, click on the fifth day. And this is where we will start our handouts this morning. Rosh Chodesh Av for this current year of 5778 is on the evening of July 12th. Until the sunset of July 13th. It's a one-day Rosh Chodesh. The actions that you do today will impact either positively or negatively the month of Av in this current year of 5778. The first action that we do as part of this ritual is to make a connection, visual and verbal, Chokhma and Malchut, to the permutation of the name of Hashem, Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, and to the permutation for the name Ethiyeh. The permutation for the month of Av is He, Vav, Yud, He, and for Etie it's He, Yud, Aleph, He. Hey, why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey, hey, why, oh, hey, hey, yo, ah, hey. We will now say the Ana B'Koach and stop at the fourth verse, making connections to the letters of for the month of Av. Please join me in saying the Ana B'Koach. Ana B'Koach. Kedulat Shemincha Tati Serura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Kabel Rinat Amchasagvenu Taharenu No Ra Ufreshayan Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshehucha Kivavat Shangle Nun Gimodalit Yud Kaf Shin. Barchem Tacharem Rachame Sitkatcha Tamid Gamlein Betet Resh Tzadi Tach Gimel. The letters of the month of Av. The letter Kaf that created the planet we call the sun. And the interesting aspect of the Hebrew language, the word for star, Kohav, also means planet. There are different words for the sun. There's actually two of them. One means, has a shoresh of hat, and the other one has a shoresh connected to the concept of names. But that name is Shemesh. The letter Kaf created the sun. The letter Tet created the constellation of Leo, Aryeh, the lion, the astrological sign of the lion. Together, the gematria of Kaf and Tet is 29. And it's a difficult number for me, anyway, to relate to, because the month of Av has the name of Father, which is Av, meaning Father, and it connects, Father is a code word that connects through its partsuv to Chachma, to wisdom. So how do I relate 29 to wisdom? And I've struggled with this for a while. But I recently did some looking up intellectually as well as meditatively. And here are some words that have helped me. I'm still processing this connection of 29 to Chachma. But a word that has the gematria of 29 is Daka, Dalet Kaf Hey. The meaning of Daka is to be broken. As in the concept of a broken heart, because wisdom comes through the process that people go through when their heart becomes broken. And as I said, I'm still processing that to truly understand it. But at least I have now a connection, a hint, a glimpse of how to connect the number 29 to the month of Av and to the Sefirah of Chachma. The third step is to take a look at the various aspects, the relationships that are described in the Sefer Yetzirah. And I think it's important that I read the three paragraphs involved in that. The gematria of Arya, the lion, is 216, which is the number of letters in the 72 names of God. It's 3 times 72. Each name of God has 3 letters. The month of Arya, the month of Leo, is a difficult month because of the holiday of Tisha B'Av. And that holiday represents the destruction of both temples. But there is one concept in the idea of the destruction of the temples, is that you need to break out of your childhood. And the temple may, while it's a connection to Hashem, it's a connection that can be done spiritually, direct. We may not, in the adult stage of our human development, we may not, and this is my opinion only, we may not need to have a connection to the temple. We may not need that physical structure. There will be those among us who have not grown from childhood to adulthood, and they may still need that physical structure. And that's why the prophecies describe two levels of humanity, one that flies around above Jerusalem and one that lives in Jerusalem. The sense is hearing in the month of Av. The holiday of Tu B'Av, the holiday of love, is also in the month of Av, representing the unity of the heart with the mind. I'm now going to read the offering, the sacrifice that was brought by the Nasi of the month of Av. His name is, he represents the tribe of Shimon, and his name is Shelumiel ben Tsurishaddai. It's an interesting name, as we will discover. I will start with the L'Shem Yehud, in case I didn't say the L'Shem Yehud up till now, which I don't think I did. L'Shem Yehud kutshabari thu ishkinte bithilu urchimu uchilu uchilu urchimu liakta l'Shem yudheg bavadhe b'yehuda shalim b'shem kol Yisrael. Limud Torah mitzvah, la'asok Torah mitzvah, la'ihino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu kunanei aleinu ma'asei adenu kunaneihu. Bayom ha'chamisha, ha'chamishi, na'asi livnei Shimon, Shelumiel ben Shuri Shaddai. Karbano karat kesef achat shloshim umea mishkala mizrach echad kesef shivim shekel b'shekel hakodesh shneihem meleim solet belula v'shemen lemincha Chaf achat asara zahav melea ketoret par echad ben bakar ayil echad kivesh echad Ben Shanato Leola. Seir Yuzim Mahad Lechatat Uzevach Ashlamim Bakar Shanaim Melim Chamisha Atudim Chamisha Kivasim Bene Shana Chamisha Ze Karban Shelumiel Ben Suri Shaddai. We're now going to look at the links, starting with the link that connects us to the name Shaddai. Excuse me, Shimon. Shimon is a name that is for men, for males. It's shortish as Hebrew. It has the meaning of to be heard, to accept. It also relates to the temple fire, the passion. The blessing for the name Shimon, and it applies not just to the tribe itself, but also to each person named Shimon, or each person whose father is named Shimon. He will be an outstanding speaker and also a listener. His advice will usually be accepted. The word Vayiten, and he gave. The phrase, Ki Lashon Zahav Lo, for he has a golden tongue. Another phrase, Shuv Elav Od Vayehi, return to me to really exist. There are three shorashim. One is the word Shema, to hear, to listen, to understand, to accept, to pay attention, to proclaim, or to call. Another one is Meon, the dwelling, a hostel, the temple, daycare, a nursery. That same shorish, in modern Hebrew, has the meaning of to address a letter. It's not the same shorish because it has different vowels. Mayan. Probably not that. The energy verses for the name Shimon. My computer is still loading. It's taking too long, so we will do the energy versus another day. The name Shelumiel is a male name. It's from Hebrew. Its meaning is peace with God, but it also means my God is complete. The blessing for someone named Shlumiel, he will find total peace, contentment, and forgiveness. Sounds like a wonderful blessing. Tachagu is a word meaning you will celebrate. Zait is a word that means an olive. Yom HaKippurim is the phrase connecting to Shalumiel, the Day of Atonement, and the blessing, that sense of peace and contentment and forgiveness, very much relates to this phrase, Yom HaKippurim. And the phrase, Yemi Enosh, my sea of men. Another phrase, Vayomer Elav Kacha, Kacha. And he said to them, take. The Shoresh is Shalem, complete, or Shalom, which is peace, hello, or goodbye. The energy verses for Shlumiel, there are 20. 20 connects to the letter Kaf that creates the sun. The letter Kaf that means our palm. Our palm represents our hands, that represents manifestation. The things that we take things with, the things that we do things with. The first verse, has 12 words, which connects to all of the 12 tribes. Forty-five letters, which is the gematria of the name and the word Adam. And Adam actually means mankind, but it implies, and is very clearly defined in the Zohar, as male and female in unity, being created together. Even though they're back to back, they are unified from the beginning. I always say the reason you don't have eyes in the back of your head is because your partner is not helping you see behind you. That applies both to the males and to the females. The name Tzur Shaddai, very unusual name, in that it has the name of God within it. Its gender is male, or origin is Hebrew, and its translation initially is, my rock is sufficient. A blessing. Ha'adam bara ito. The man creates his letters or his signs. Word ha'adam, the man. phrase, Lama Lecha, why go? The Shorish, four different Shorishim. One is Dai, as in Dai Dayenu, from the song we sing from the on Pesach. It means enough, sufficient, sufficiency. Shaddai is the name of God, means the Almighty. But it also means impish, devilish. It also means a field. The word shad means a breast, a nipple, but it also means a demon, a fiend, or a devil. Tsur means a rock, a cliff, a fortress. It's the name of God. The city tier, to mold, to shape, to fashion, to bind, to pack. Oh, and there's another shorish. Fifth one is yetzer, to form, to fabricate, to manufacture, to produce, to generate. As in the world of Yetzirah. The energy verses, hopefully we'll be able to get there. Yes. The energy verses for Tsuri Shaddai. There are 11 verses. 11 is a number that is very powerful because it includes all of creation, the 10 Sephirot of positivity, and the Satan and in the negative system as well. The first verse that starts with a tzadi and ends with a yud, Zalman, the Ahohit, Maharai, the Netophathite. A lot of code words in the four words of this verse, representing the four worlds. Twenty letters back to the creation of the sun, back to the creation of the four worlds, all intertwined in these code words. And this verse. I have not decoded the code words, but intuitively I know that these words, these names are code words for specific aspects of all of the creation. And if we scroll to the bottom, well, not all the way, but most of the way, we can see the consciousness behind the offering. The Nasi of the tribe of Shimon brought all of his offerings with the consciousness of the order of the building of the Mishkan, which is alluded to by his tribal progenitor, Shimon, who was zealous to punish immorality in the matter of the rape of his sister Dinah and the slaying of the men of Shechem. Sometimes people find it hard to follow this connection, so please remember the temple and the Mishkan were used to slay adulterers and faithless wives in the ritual of the Sota. He brought a silver bowl as an allusion to the court which surrounds the tabernacle, as the sea surrounds the land and the world. It was 130 shekels, and his consciousness was this idea that in the Torah, it says that the courtyard was 100 cubits, and the tabernacle was 30 cubits, and the dish was composing these two aspects of the temple. The basin was 70 shekels, and the basin itself is an allusion to the courtyard without the tabernacle. Of course, it cannot be separated, but in consciousness, we think of things differently, separated. The court was 100 cubits. The tabernacle was 30, therefore the difference was 70. This was the reason for the basin being 70 shekels, and also the basin itself representing the court or the courtyard. An alternative consciousness is an allusion to the 70 pillars which stood in the court of the tabernacle. 20 pillars on the south, 20 on the north, 10 on the west, 6 on the east, and 4 for the curtain of the gate of the court. This gives a total of 60. Add 4 for the veil, 5 for the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacle, and the pillar of cloud, and you have a total of 70. It also connects to the 69 people who went with Jacob down to Egypt, one of whom was pregnant with Yochevet, making up the 70. The gold ladle of 10 shekels, the kaf, which is the word used for ladle, alludes to the scroll of the law that lay beside the ark. As the hand, the kaf, contains 5 fingers, so the scroll contained 5 books. The 10 shekels for the ladle alludes to the tablets that were deposited in the ark and which contained the Esther Dibrot, the 10 utterances. One young bull is an ola, one ram is an ola, and one sheep in the first year as an ola, these burnt offerings, were an allusion to the curtains of the tabernacle, which were made of very various colors. The ram was an allusion to the ram skins that were dyed red. The sheep that was brought as an ola alluded to the skins of the tachash. There are various opinions as to what is a tachash. The one I like the best and I think is most prevalent and most informative is that the tachash is a unicorn. And according to the tradition, the unicorn still exists living in the inner earth. He brought a male goat as a sin offering, which alluded to the tent, which consisted of curtains made of goat's hair. He brought 2 cattle, 5 rams, 5 he-goats, 5 sheep in the first year, representing his peace offering. The 2 cattle were in allusion to the curtain at the entrance of the tabernacle, and to the curtain at the entrance of the court, which completed the closing up of the tent of the court, respectively, on all sides. The rams, the goats, and the sheep, these three varieties were in allusion to the hangings of the court on three sides, the south, the north, and the west. There were five to allude to the hangings in the court, which were 5 cubits high. And my last comment was to just remind you to make a tzedakah or a truma offering for today, put it in the pushka, so you disperse it on the 14th day of Nisan in anticipation and as doing a mitzvah just prior to the Seder itself. Does anyone have any questions? I bid you all shalom gadol. Much peace in your life today and every day. Shalom to all.
Shalom. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.